For more than 100 years, St. Elizabeth's Hospital served Dayton residents at its sprawling location along the banks of the Great Miami River. The hospital took in patients after the Great Dayton Flood and responded to the early 20th century Spanish influenza outbreak. St. Elizabeth's made treating poor or uninsured patients a priority, and then in 2000, the hospital shut down. Now West Dayton residents have lost Good Samaritan Hospital, another decades-old medical center. To learn what the Good Sam closure could mean for West Dayton, WISO's April Leslie checked in with residents of the Carillon neighborhood just down the road from the former St. E's.
Much of what remains of St. Elizabeth's Hospital can be found at the Wright State University Archive Center.
Here it is, to give you an idea of what the hospital looked like. You can see
in front of a long wooden table here in the archives, Bill Stoles, an archivist here, walks me through the patient intake record books, staff photographs, and weathered maps. The artifacts were donated to Wright State after the hospital closed.
It was gigantic, and they actually had, I read that they had an orchard and they had animals.
St. Elizabeth's Hospital, or St. E's, started as a 12-bed hospital in 1878 and continued to expand. Founded by the Catholic Sisters of the Poor of St. Francis, the hospital was known for taking in those who couldn't pay for health care.
Well, that's where everybody went to the hospital. Everybody went to St. E's. So it was like our local neighborhood hospital.
That's Gwen Buchanan, a lifelong resident of the Carillon neighborhood and the president of the Carillon Civic Association. Buchanan worked at the hospital for 6 years in the 1990s. She remembers the hulking St. E's building in the background of many of her childhood memories.
You just go down to the corner, what, five houses down, make a left, walk over four streets, you're there. Yeah, I could walk to work. Sometimes I did. I mean, and we had, we did all kind of things at the hospital, like we celebrated events.
Neighborhood hospitals often play more than a healthcare role in their communities.
It serves, for example, as a locus for volunteering.
Mark Holmes is a University of North Carolina public health professor who studies the effects of hospital closures.
And it can also serve as what economists often call an amenity effect, and that is knowing that the hospital is there makes it a desirable place to live. If I am getting on in my years and there's a hospital in the town, I have options to stay in my home that I might not have if there was no hospital.
Hospitals also have a measurable effect on the local economy, Holmes says.
Think about all the environment around that hospital. The hotel for visitors to stay, florist shops, restaurants, all the other things that sort of spring up around there.
So when St. Elizabeth's, then officially known as Franciscan Medical Center, announced its intention to close in 2000, there was a lot at stake for the neighborhood. At a recent Carillon Civic Association meeting, longtime resident Betty Mann remembers that day.
I was away from home whenever they made the announcement that St. E was closing, and whenever I came back to town, I had to go visit the site, and I literally cried because my birthplace shut down.
The closure stung, she says. After the hospital shut down, many of Mann's neighbors lost their jobs. Others who relied on the hospital for low-cost health care were forced to look for alternatives. Many studies show these ripple effects are common when neighborhood hospitals shut down, but research also shows the economic effects are often temporary as communities adjust, at least in areas where other healthcare services are easily accessible. Mann says that's what happened after St. Elizabeth's closed. She says this is mainly because other hospitals weren't too far away. But it's not just the location of another healthcare facility that can influence how quickly a community bounces back after a closure. It's also the overall economic condition of the surrounding neighborhood. Barbara Pinson, with the Carillon Civic Association, says she worries Good Sam's departure will be felt more sharply in West Dayton than St. E's loss was in Carillon.
Back then, there was a lot of General Motors people working. There was a lot of prosperity going in the neighborhood. So it was a whole different, you know, thing. But over there now, at the Good Samaritan, there's a lot of plight in that area. And they don't have no grocery stores. They don't have a whole lot of stuff. So therefore, I think that's where they're feeling, okay, they lost their hospital. And, you know, they don't have anywhere to go. All the little businesses are closed on upsell. And I can understand how they feel. But even though we've lost the hospital, but they still have an urgent care.
The former St. E's building became Elizabeth Place in 2003 and now houses outpatient health services. Dr. Holmes with UNC says it's not uncommon for former hospitals to be converted into another kind of medical facility. Research suggests the overall impact of a hospital closure can depend on what happens to the hospital building itself. There's no word yet on what will become of the Good Sam building. When the closure was announced, Premier Health said it would set aside $10 million to fund redevelopment efforts. The group has also pledged to demolish the facility, although local activists are challenging that plan. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.